Right in the middle of this busy and disorganized market in Muthurwa, a slum in Nairobi, is the Dallas Boxing Club. The outside walls of this old building are stained. A number of windows are broken and there is no sign to identify it. Almost at the doorstep lay two drunk young men. Inside the boxing club is a different scenario. It's all energy and focus. I'm here to meet the only lady who works out at this gym. She's energetically boxing a worn-out red punching bag.
My name is Veronica Mbite, and I'm 21 years old. I started boxing about 4 years ago. I decided to learn because I wanted to be able to defend myself when boys bully me. You know, I have a small body, so people confuse that for being weak.
In slums like this one, bullying can be more than just verbal. Veronica says she has escaped numerous rape attempts when she was young.
Rape ka zote nime escape rape sita. Lakini sasa zile zenye nakumbuka vizuri.
Once our landlord tried to rape me. He was drunk, he put me in his bed and started removing my clothes, but luckily my mum caught him in the act and saved me. The other one was by the landlord's son. I used to go to their house to watch cartoons because we didn't have a television. They were our neighbors. So one day I was at their house, he grabbed me and attempted to rape me. I became scared and started screaming. He let go of me and I ran out. I didn't tell anyone.
Even though Veronica believes that boxing is a useful self-defense skill, she says many women don't have the patience to learn it.
Many women who came here don't understand that learning boxing is a process. They want to learn everything in one session. They don't understand that each technique, like the jab, uppercut, and so on, requires time to learn. Many of them give up when they realize that it takes time to learn how to box.
Boxing has been good to Veronica. These days, she feels more secure and confident in her environment. But her family has not always approved of her decision to box.
My name is Eunice Ziva Mbithe, and I'm Veronica's mom.
Eunice works at this hair salon, not too far from the Dallas boxing gym.
I think it's sawa kabisa.
Now I'm very okay with her boxing. At first I used to refuse her to do it, but her determination changed my mind. At some point I started attending matches, and I was pleased to see other young people also boxing. This made me accept that it was not a bad thing to do. Boxing has made her very focused in life. Many girls in this area are now single mothers and struggling due to lack of focus, but she's concentrating on her goal to become a boxer.
But she also knows it's not so practical for her daughter to take up boxing as a full-time job because there is no money in it.
Often you will find she wants to do something, but she doesn't have the money, and at this gym they get nothing.
Nothing in terms of money, perhaps. But for Veronica, like many other youth in this slum, boxing is helping her face life's challenges positively. Charles Mukula is the coach at this gym.
Many youth here end up being thieves, getting into drugs and alcohol like those young men you saw outside there. So boxing helps to keep them away from these vices. When someone comes here for training, their energy is channeled in the right direction. By the time they're done training, they just go home, eat, and sleep.
Father, we humble ourselves before you, mighty Lord. We thank you for the gift of life that you've given unto us, mighty Father.
Today's workout is done. Veronica and her team members conclude with a prayer. Tomorrow, they will be back to do what helps them keep focused, boxing. For the world, Wairimu Gitahi, Nairobi.